Blog Talk Radio.
Come tonight, divine healing tonight. As we come tonight, we're talking about divine healing. And this is the last, we're getting ready to go into 2024, new year, so we're getting ready. So I want to let you know that we are involved in some things. We're praying for you tonight. I hope I'm listening. Our radio station been down, and it come up and down tonight. I was shocked to get us back on tonight. I got Sister Mary Hawkins from Detroit, and she's going to read 24 is number song. Mary, you on?
Yes.
Okay, you can read that for us.
All right. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitful. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and a righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I read Psalm 24, 1 through 7.
Thank you. Who is the King of glory? God strong and mighty. Hold your head up. Let God come in tonight and you be blessed. This is Divine Healing Night, Saturday night. This is the last Saturday night in 2023. We're going into 2024. I want you to stay focused. I'm still saying stop the war in Ukraine. Stop the war over in Israel where 30,000 people being killed. Don't make no sense. All the mass murder that's going on across this country. When our country is sending all kind of money over to Israel, over to Ukraine, you got people coming over from across the water, got diseases. And some of them got chicken pox, got every kind of disease. So with the diseases they got, those diseases were coming to the population. I'm asking whoever being to give us reparation for 2024, free Larry, free Jeff, free those political prisoners that we got in jail, and we don't know what they're in there for, all over the world, but God is able to heal. And I'm praying tonight for your healing and your deliverance. I was watching Detroit and Dallas play, and I said, well, since Detroit is close to Chicago, I got to root for Detroit. They might lose, but I'm rooting for them. And Dallas is further from Chicago, so the closer to us is Detroit. So I'm hoping the Lions win, and if they don't, it's still all right, because my secondary team is Dallas. But I can't go against Detroit, because Detroit ain't nowhere from Chicago. So I have to go for Detroit. I mean, the Bears, they ain't been doing nothing, no way. But we're talking about divine healing tonight, and we asking you to read Psalm 64, Psalms 20, Psalm 44, and read Revelation 7. And I want to get ready for going into tomorrow, getting ready to go into the new year. And I want you to be blessed. Brother Carl called me. I got to call Brother Carl back. Sister Deborah Pickett called me. I got to call her back. I've been very busy. They've been calling me, trying to get them. I can't get them. Now they're going to call me. Yeah, all of them called me on the time I started my Be Ready to Go on our show. The most important thing is divine healing tonight. I think that's the most important thing. And I don't know where Pearl that she should be on here 24/7, but she probably sleep. Before I play that, I better go on and pray. Father God, we come tonight to ask you to give us a new lease on life. We come tonight as you bless all our children and all the families. God, we come tonight to ask you for divine healing. Somebody got cataract tumors. Somebody got cancer. But we ask them for a divine healing. Michael, Raphael, and the archangel. We're calling on you tonight, God, to guide us and keep us safe for 2024, everyone that listens, and their children. Father God, we know that you're able tonight to to lift us, forgive us of our sin, and give us a new lease on life. Open up a financial door for us. Open up divine deliverance for us. Divine healing tonight. I want to speak divine healing for cataract, for them that can't hear, for them that crossed up and messed up, and them that's on dope, alcohol, and drugs, them that can't get along, them that are lonely. I want to send the angel of healing, Raphael, the healing angel, Michael, the angel that fights the devil. I want to send the angel of magic to move all the negativity from Abba Dabba. I want to send him forth. I want to call on the angel of love and bless you tonight, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. Prophet Johnson just said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. That was Prophet Johnson used to say. Reverend Bishop J.R. Topp used to say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Bishop Stevenson used to say, let God in. Can't you hear him knocking on the door? And I want to say, Bishop always said, whatever you need, God got what you need. These bishops and these prophets and these prophetess, these people have come. I want to give honor to a mother, Rosie Cook, who was a great midwife that brought a lot of children forth. I want to give honor tonight to Mother Carrie Nunn, who was another midwife and a nurse that helped people. And sometimes you got to, I share our ancestors. Healing in the knees and the legs. I claim healing tonight all over your body.
Riding more.
come together. Time for us to come together. It's time for us to wake up all over the country. Stop the killing, save the babies. It's time for us to come together. As we come together, be able to open up. And I just want to be a blessing for you tonight. And get ready to go into 2024. Give me a call. I want to talk specially to you tonight. I got a special blessing to open up for you. And next year, 2024, maybe I'll be coming to Detroit to try to uplift people in Detroit, Romans. I'll be coming back there. Trying to recoup, bring people back together. We had a big flood. I told you storms back to back. We had a big flood in California. You're talking about it now.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're
moving, we're moving, grooving.
There ain't no stopping us now. This is tonight. We're back on the air. I don't know how long we're going to stay on, but just divine healing tonight. I ain't worried about what Biden's doing, what Trump's doing. I'm worried about what God's going to do. He's going to tear it up and rebuild it. He's going to make some people that will obey. I say our ancestors. And, you know, I don't care what politics say. I want God, the divine word of God. I don't care what the judges say. They all got to come under God. But hear what I'm saying. I don't care what they're doing. At the end of the day, they got to die. At the end of the day, they got to be judged by the universe, the God of the wind, the God of the universe. And I want to let you know, God is still God. The Spirit said, don't worry about none of that, bitch, and leave it alone. Just keep. I want somebody to be healed that got cataracts. Somebody crossed up and messed up, got tumors. Somebody's son needs to come out of jail. Some dog needs to come off of dope and drugs. And we need to run the evil spirit from their body. Right now, a divine healing tonight. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. I'm going to go to Detroit, Dr. Christian. I want to tell you, Dr. Christian, keep on keeping on. You're talking about healing. Let me see, can I get Dr. Christian on the line? All the way from that mighty city, Detroit, playing Dallas tonight. I just listen. Dr. Christian, is you on? I was trying to get Dr. Christian on the line. I don't guess she on. I was trying to get her to have some words to say. But healing is the way to go. Dr. Christian, I don't know. She said she was going to come on. You know, sometimes we've been getting problems on our line. We've been saying that the line is crossed up and messed up. I'm praying for you, and you tonight. Dr. Christian, I don't know if she's on or not. But until she do get on, we can always listen to something.
We're going back to the New Bethel Baptist Church. To the days of this recording, produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland, one of my mentors on the piano. Small churches and city auditoriums. And he said, the Great Commission, go in to the world and preach my gospel. Thank you.
healing for you and me, divine healing tonight. I'm focusing on the healing of your body, your mind, your soul. I'm focusing on that tonight.
Him to the heart of Israel's problem and Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a far-going survey, in a far-going analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear that way out on the periphery of things, he'd missed something, then the Lord led him round and about the valley, or took him and encompassed the valley, circled it on all sides, that he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was thorough and complete, the Lord poured the question to him.
The question was, can these bones live again? God gave Ezekiel. And that situation was to wake you up to where we at and where we supposed to go. And you should be able to understand that.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and put me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones.
Yes.
And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy from these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, we told him about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and And above that was another wheel. That was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel and God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. So the writer here tells us that angels were on guard. Stand with me, if you please. So to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient times, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood. A valley of slavery and oppression. A valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, will be a day. I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looked on things. With insight, he looked into things. With foresight, he looked beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountain. Social and political mountain. Religious mountain. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. Surah, he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind. A spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem. And Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a thought-doing service. In a thought-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there. Then for fear, but way out on the periphery of things, he missed something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley. Or took him and encompassed the valley. Circled it on all sides. That he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. So man, you are a scientist. Can these bones? So man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live? So man, you are a heart specialist. So man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist in various stages of the human body. You are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. Lord, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? From the man you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. From the man you found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Spirit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. And we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody whispering with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you. Limited, finite, ignorant and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God. When we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared,